There is a big difference between revelation and realization. And today we celebrate both. Although a lot of the focus is placed on revelation, the Christ child, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, originally given to the nation of Israel, the chosen people, the Jewish people, the Hebrews, saying the covenant is there, God's promise is to be fulfilled, all of that great stuff. It's all revealed, beginning with Mary and Joseph and their families, beginning with the shepherds in the field, and then we've got these magi, these people from a different country, a different culture, a people who do not know the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. They don't know him. They don't never heard of him. They just know that something important happened and something has to be revealed to them. And so they take a journey, a great journey, a brave journey, a courageous journey to go and have an experience of something that they don't understand. Now that's revelation. Because they still don't understand it, and that's okay. Because today we know that all about God, all about salvation, all about heaven and earth, all about eternal life has been revealed. It has all been revealed. And now comes the hard part, to realize it. How is God's revelation unfolding in our lives? The way that it did. With the shepherds just a few days ago, we heard their great story. They went back to their towns and villages and said, "You're not going to believe what we saw. You're not going to believe what we experienced. We experienced the God that we know." And today we have a realization after the revelation of the Magi going back to their own countries. Now we don't know what they did. We're going to assume properly that they're going to people, "You're not going to believe the God that we just experienced. He's amazing. He actually fulfilled his promise. He came to be one of us, one with us, one to walk with us, and eventually to die and rise with us." And that's the difference between revelation, which is complete, and realization. We fall flat when it comes to the concept of realizing what has been revealed. And we've got it laid out in the story today. The Magi realize that Herod has lied to them. That the world, the king of this world, a part of this world, the king of all lies, has said, "Come back to me, I'm going to go do him homage as well." They figured that one out pretty quick. The father of all lies always cuts off his nose to spite his face. He will be defeated every single time. He is defeated today by the Magi. Because they realize what has been revealed. And they realize, "I'm not going to fall into that trap of sin and sinfulness. I'm not going to fall into that trap of condemnation and saying, oh, well, this makes me feel good. And this is better for me than God. And I'm going to pay attention to all of these other voices in the world except for the voice that has been revealed to me by the divine himself through Jesus Christ." That's realizing that God is in our lives. And a lot of times we don't acknowledge that. We get caught up in the voices and the sounds of all the other stuff and all the other people saying, "Oh, let me see your God and I'll beat him." And that God, lower G God, usually wins, sadly. I mean, if he didn't, this place would be full. He sadly wins because we know everything's been revealed. But have we realized what that revelation means for us? And this is it in a nutshell. Go back and read the story in Matthew's gospel today. Please go back and read that with your families and just catch that last part. They went a different way. They changed their journey. They knew how to get back home. And this was before Google Maps. And yet they went home a different way that they didn't know. That was even more frightening. That was even more perilous and dangerous. They was like, "Oh, wait, we've realized that Herod has lied to us. We've realized what this Christ child means for us and the rest of the world. And now we have to go a different way. Have you realized it? And have you decided today to go home a different way?